someone else, we're holding the Ran still. Morris says that Yomash Shlosh Hadyotis Harosh Hamatos Ksiv Yomash Abel Hadyotis Loi. So that the parsha of Acherim can remove is talking to the Rosh Hamatos, which means non Rosh Hamatos cannot. So Morris says that means that the Rosh Hamatos can do it as a Yochid Mumcha. Tivin Gzeres Shava Marbi Hadyotis. So we have by Aaron Obonov, it's by Shulti Chutz, it says Aaron Obonov Bechol Yisrael. So there shall be Marba, even Hedyotis, and the pasuk Rashi Amatus Remayelahu, and Rashi Amatus excludes them. So Karcha Islahu LeKiyume Tarayu. So both are going to be true. How is that? The Rashi Amatus BeYachid, Hedyotis BeShloisha. Chitema Tlosa Minolacha. So how do you know three? It's a good question we're asking. I said, I think the Ram might talk about it. Kima de mafkas le mechad ukme atlosa ke'en bezdin. So once it's not one, so another number which we're familiar with and these type of things is three. So we assume that it's three. Okay. So that is... now the Morris says that why is they Rosh Hamatus by Shchutei Chutz? We're learning the Gzeres Shabbat at the time of the dinner of Rosh Hamatos by Shchutei Chutz also. Lomar Sheyesh Sheila Behektish. She Behektish Behema Beshchotah Bachutz. Behokach Nishal Aleh is Potter. If a person would take a corpse, an animal would be Makdish it, make it into a korban, and then take it in Shchotah Bachutz, that's a Chi of Chorus. If he's subsequently Shoyal on the Hektish, he's potter. The kimin yesh shela behektish kilo lo hikdisha me'olam dami. The chacham oikar and neder me'kara. The chacham when he's matter, he makes it as if there never was a neder. So there never was a hektish. So what he shechted b'chutz wasn't a korban. So he's potter. So where it says, okay, what about beishamai? Beishamai damer ain shela behektish. So why is that? How do we know that Beishami says Ein Shela Behektish? Beishami never says that explicitly. What Beishami does say is Bereish Perek Beishami in Masechtas Nazir. Beishami says that Hektish Toes is Hektish. That if a person intended to be Maktish A, and you end up being Maktish B instead, or be Maktish A for an oil, and saying Shlomim instead. So, given we'll believe him, etc. There's no issues of nemanus, etc. But still, Allah is that it's chal according to Beishamai, because hektish toes is still hektish. So now, Zot Ran, the Gemara's reasoning is: if the whole logic behind the way you're matter and netter is, you say, well, if the person had been aware of X, he wouldn't have done it. So therefore, it's built, there's a flaw in the maisa netter. So what it boils down to is a form of a toes. But if you hold Hector's toes, it's chal anyway. So even if I would say, even if I'd known X, I would have done it anyway. I wouldn't have done it, but who cares? It's chal anyway. V'kima shekein, v'adah v'shamei ein she'la v'hektish. The she'la mahani elim mishum d'havi l'kineder toes. The logic behind she'la being matra neder is based on the fact that it's if the neder was a mistake. But if you hold a mistake, it's chal anyway by hektish, so there's no way to be matter hektish. Okay. So according to Beishamai, so what's it relevant? Rosh Hamatos by Shchutei Chutz. By Shchutei Chutz, there's no heter of a chacham. So it's not really written over there, but it means it's a gzeres shava. Rosh Hamatos, the ksiv, Shchutei Chutz, the mai hechasa. The kibin, the afin, and gzeres shava min adorim. The Gzeres Shavah tells you that it's there, so I have to do something with it. So what's it coming to tell me? So Morris says, no, Beishami doesn't hold the Gzeres Shavah. Okay, now, Zakt the Gemara, Zakt the Ran, Zayat Dover, the Beishami, the Mukhti, the Gzeres Shavah. So now it comes out that the phrase Zayat Dover, which it teaches me the Gzeres Shavah, according to Beishamai, is not necessary. So what do you do with Zayat Dover? So it tells me the halacha which you said before, that the chacham is matter and the baal is not matter. Each one has to use their lashon. That's what Zad Dover is telling you by Hataras Sador. Loimer chacham matter bein baal matter. Okay. Now Zatimran. So one second. So this means that Beish Hillel, who uses Zad Dover for the Gzera Shava, doesn't have the word Zad Dover to tell me that there's an element of specificity which tells me that the Baal has to say it one way and the Chacham has to say it the other way. So what about Beish Hillel? The statement of Beish Hillel, the Mukhmi of the Gzera Shava, Minala Huha. So how does Beish Hillel know this halacha of that each one has their own way to do it? He learns both things from there. So one second. What that means is, now the word Zad Dabur by you can have the following by Gzeira Shava. You can have that the Torah wrote, Gzeira Shava is that the Torah wrote the same words or a similar type of a word by area X, mitzvah X, and it used the same words by Y. We have a masar from Sinai, that those, the fact that they're written similar here and similar there, you're supposed to one from the other. This is the Gzeira Shava. It could be that that's the only purpose of these words, is to create the Gzeira Shava. It could be that these words have other purposes as well. So they're multi-purpose. They have a limit in the area where they're written, and they're also for Gzeira Shava. So that's called, if they're only written for that purpose, they're called the Mufna, that they're empty, that they've been emptied out of any other purpose. So they're available for use of this. If they're not Mufna, so you make a Gzeira Shava. However, the rule is you can't ask a kash on a Gzeira Shava. That's what the Bereshit wanted. But if it's not Mufna, you could ask kashas on it. So Gzeira Shava, which is Mufta, the maiden vein meshivan, you learn out from the Gzeira Shava and you can't ask any questions. You can't slug it up, so it doesn't make sense, whatever it is. Gzeira Shava, which is not Mufta, the maiden, but umeshivan. You ask questions, you can ask questions on it. So now it comes out. So Lachara, the Nahid is Zadabra, the Nadarm Lav Mufnahu. So it comes out the word Zadabra by Nadarm is not Mufna. So the Ran saying that this is a discussion in the Gemara in a few places, that if you hold Mufta Misarecha, it could be the Lacha is you are able to be Lamed anyway. And then the more is it Machloikis, whether it's Lamedin Ve'en Meshivin or Lamedin or Meshivin. So Kaponim, so according to Beis Hillel, you learn out Zad Dabur to tell me that each one has a specific way of doing it, the Baal and the Chacham. And we'll also use it for the Gzeira Shava, because the word Zad Dabur by Shkut Echutz, that's clearly extra. So we say, the Torah wrote it by Nadorm because it had to write it by Nadorm. The Torah chose to write these words by Shkut Echutz, where there's no need to tell me that you're supposed to equate the two. So that's the reason why I wrote it by Shkut Echutz, is just to tell me that this should be like Nadorim, and then you learn. Okay, now, so the Mora says, but according to Beis Shammai, who doesn't have the Gzeira Shava, so what's that for? Zadavra the Shkut Echutz Lamali, the Beis Shammai, the less the Gzeira Shava, according to Beis Shammai, there's no Gzeira Shava. So, what do you do with Zad Dabur Reshkut Echutz? Lermer, to tell you all the Shkita Hukayev, he's Chayev for Shkita, not for Malika. So, if he takes he's Makdish a bird, and as a korban, then he takes it outside of the Beis Hamikdash and he processes it. So, if he shechs it, he's Chayev. If he does Malika, which is the way it's processed in the Beis Hamikdash, which is not shechita, it's processed for process of malika, of killing it not in the fashion of shechita. So that's a special din of malika in the mikdash. But bechutz, he's not chai for malika; he's chai for shechita. Okay. Now, how does Basil know that? Basil Nafkaluhu Mirksi Vashay Yishachet, I think. Knesset Vatars Kahanim. Okay. So we're back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so we've accomplished, according to Basil, based on the Gezer Shavu, to say that the same way by Shkut Echutz, it says, call Yisrael. So when the Dorm, even though it says Rosh Hayamatis, which would mean Dafka Mumcha, it also is Marba call Yisrael, that even other people besides that Mumcha can be Matir the Netter. And we say that, so what's unique about Rosh Hayamatis? He can do a Rosh Hayamatis, which means a Mumcha can do it by himself. Hedertus, you need three. Beishamah does not have the Gzeir Shavu. So all you have is Rosh Hayamatis. So you need a Mumcha. So how do you know Gimel Hedertus can be Matir and Netter? Ela Beishamah, so holding in the Gemara, sixth lines up from the narrow lines. Ela Beishamah lahachsh Gimel Hedertus minolan. Because Beishamah, how do you know that you can machsher three Hedertus for the purpose of a Torah Sedorim? Okay, so Morris says Nafkalumi to Reb Asi Bar Nosa. Okay. So in the end of the parashas Moedos, the Moedim in parashas Emor, so Moshe Rabbeinu tells this to Klal Yisrael. But Tanya Reb Yosef Lili Omer. So Moedei Nemru will Nemru Shabbos Bereishis Imahen. The Moshe Rabbeinu told the Moedei Hashem El B'nai Yisrael, which means that it didn't say Shabbos Bereish, only the Moedim and not Shabbos. Now the Gemara is going to ask, in that Parsha which starts off the Moedim, first it says Shabbos and then it talks about the Moedim, so what does it mean Shabbos Bereish was not said with them? But Ben Azai says that Moedei Nemru will Nemru Parshas Nedarim Imahen. That the Parshas Nedarim wasn't said together with the Moedos. So we'll come back to that. What does that mean? Okay. So Rabasi Bar Nosson Kashale Homas Nisa. So Rabasi Bar Nosson found this Braisa difficult to understand. Also in Hador, the commander of Sheshis, Wilashkeche. So he came to Hador to Reb Sheshis with the intent that Reb Sheshis should explain this Braisa to him. And Reb Sheshis wasn't there. Also Abasrei Lemachusa. So Rav Asi Bar Nosson followed Reb Sheshis till the city of Mechuza, and Amarlei, so he asked his questions. So the first question he had was, it says in the Braisa, Moedei Hashem Nemru, Bulo Nemru Shabbos Breishis Imahen, Voksiv Shabbos Imahen, Shabbos is written together with it. Okay? Vesu, Moedei Hashem Nemru, Bulo Nemru Parshas Nedarim Imahem, Vod Mesitra Ksiva. In Parshas Pinchas, where the Torah repeats the Parshas of the Moedim, immediately afterwards is the Parsha of Nedarim. So what do you mean that they're not set together? They are set together. So Amalei, so this is what Reb Sheshis answered Rabbi Asa Bar Nosson, and it says, this is Peshat Nebraisa. Hachik Tani. Moedei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Bezdin. Shabbos Bereishis ain't Tzrichim Kiddush Bezdin. We're saying that in this way, Shabbos Bereishis is not the same as the Moedim, that they need Kiddush Bezdin, and Shabbos does not. It's automatic. What's Ben Azai saying? That Moedei Hashem, Parshas Nedarim, is not the same as Moedei Hashem, because Moedei Hashem tzrichin mumcha, vein Parshas Nedarim tzrichin mumcha. And therefore, I feel a bezin hadyotis. So you can use a bezin of hadyotis by Parshas Nedarim. So Parshas Nedarim is that Moshe Rabbeinu said, the Moed Hashem al-Bnei Yisrael, he said them uniquely, because there's something unique about them, that the bezin, which is necessary, is the bezin of Mumchim, as opposed to by Parshas Nedarim.
It's automatic? I mean, just like... What do you mean? Bereishis, like Bereishis was automatic?
Oh,
it's,
okay. Right, Shabbos Bereishis, every 7 days, it comes automatically. You don't need bezin to make it into Shabbos.
Because that's obvious. This should be obvious.
What do you mean?
No.
Okay,
we're good.
Okay. The Mor says, what do you mean? How can you tell me that by Nedarim you can use Bezin of Hadyotis? But how by Parshat Nedarim, Rosh Hamatus Ksiv? So the same answer as before, that it did say Rashi Amatus, and now we're being Marba even Hedyotis. The answer is that a Rashi Amatus, a Yachid can do it, a Yachid Mumke can do it by himself. And that way, Rashi Amatus is only the Torah wrote Rashi Amatus because they can do it by themselves. That which you're Marba, but that even Hedyotis. Yeah. It's a bezdin, so we're contrasting the bezdin which you need for kiddush hakodesh, which that you need a bezdin, yeah, to the bezdin which you need for hatorah sedarim. By kiddush hakodesh, you need mumchim, and by the dorm you don't need mumchim. So according to this, the source, the fact that it's three, is explicit in the drasha. Okay, zok the ran. The ran is back on an aleph. So we're asking that according to Beis Shammai, how do we know that three hadyotis are kosher? L'hashar gimel hadyotis minolahu. So we're in the run, and the wide lines in the bottom, the sixth line down at the end of the line. L'hashar gimel hadyotis minolahu. To all the Beis Hillel, the Yafinan lahu migzeres shava the shuchtei chutz. Beis Hillel learns it out from the migzeres shava of zeh adover. Beis Shammai doesn't have the migzeres shava, so you can't learn it from there. So, so the Mora says, based on this price, Moshe told the Moya de Hashem of Bnei Yisrael, and Rabbi Yossi Gluli says, "Lo nemar Shabbos Bereishis imahen." It's not said in Parshas of Moedas. It's not said in the Parsha of the Torah of the Moedas. It doesn't say Shabbos. "Lo nemar Parshas Nedarim imahem imen at Moedas," and Parshas Nedarim is also not said with the Moedas in the Torah. So. So Rav Asi bar Nosson asked, "What ksiv Shabbos Bereishis imahen?" He said, "Emor elakayanim ksiv Shabbos umoydes baser haki bechad the parshos." It's all together. Vami sitra ksiva, and what do you tell me? The dorm is not said with it. It is said with it. Parsha dorm ksiva b'ksei parshas umoydes. Parsha dorm is written right after parshas umoydes. The Seder Pinchas ksiv kulo umoydes. It's mamish the next parsh, the next words in the Torah after the Moyadim is the Dorim. Zataran Sitra is Targum Shal Ksei. Sitra means right after the end, at the end of it. So it's usually translated actually as next to. Moedei Hashem Sichem Kiddush Bezdin. You will literally declare them. So, karbe atem, asher atem tikru. You, Klal Yisrael, should tikrum bezin l'kaddish roshei chadoshim kelasus amoridos bezmanim. So we need a kaddish, a kaddish which bezin will declare to define that now this is the month, that this is the day of the month. And now we know when Tesla of Nissen will be. But without the Kiddush HaKadosh, there's no Tesla of Nissen.
I don't know why you need Karbe Atem. I mean, the fact that it just says Tikru.
Well, I'm not sure how you would touch the pasuk without the word the drush of atem, how you would say it. I mean, the more than atem, I feel a shagim atem. I feel a mazidim. You know, the more it has, could be that that's why the Rana just bring the drasha b'kitzer. But without the word atem, you might say the following, because we also call the mikrei kurdish. Mikrei kurdish, where Rashi learns is that it's not referring to kiddush kurdish. It's referring to the idea that when the yomtov comes, you have to declare it. You know. To yourself, you have to make it Kurdish. You have to make it unique. So we might have said it like that over there also. So I'm not sure which way to go on that. We don't say that Bezdin has to declare the first day of the week as day one in order that day seven will be Shabbos. So that's what it means, that Moedei Hashem, there's a union of Kedushas Bezdin. Whereas by Shabbos, it's not like that. Shabbos Reish Lo Nemer Imahen Lo Is Inyan Shal Kiddush. So Shabbos is said in the Torah, in the same parsha. That's true, but in regards to the element of Kiddush, we don't create a new din that you need Kiddush of the day of the days of the week. And along the same thought process, V'hanu d'kamer ben Azai, Moed Hashem Nemer Linyan Shetzarach Mumchin L'Kadosh HaSachadosh, Neha Moedus. So Moed Hashem, Parshan Dorm is not the same. How is that? Moed Hashem need Mumchin to be Mekadosh. A Parshan Dorm, Loi Nemer Imohem, Lois Inyan. But Parshan Dorm is not said with it the same way. That by Parshas Nadorim, you don't need Mumchin. Now, where's the Diuk? The Midachsiv Asher Tikroi Som, that you should declare. L'moshe V'aron Ka'amar. And the Oysom is referring to the Rosham talking to Moshe and Aaron. Masha the boy, Trey Mumchin Kibosar, so we need Mumchin, just like Moshe and Aaron were Mumchin. Vein Bezen Shokol, L'moshe V'n Oyd Echot. And since we have a rule that a bezin can, we can't use a bezin of an even number, so we have to have a third there. Hare Gimel. Okay, we keep in the Shabbos in the door smichi lemoedus that Shabbos and the door are immediately adjacent to the parsha of moedus. Shabbos is immediately adjacent before the parshas of the moedus in Emor. The Dorm is immediately adjacent afterwards in Parshas, Pinchas, and Matos. Ksiva Moedas Eila, it says these specifically, Namutei Mashma, the Mayat Lahu Kolchad Rachad, the Milse. So each one is being excluded in what is the logical way to exclude it. Shabbos is excluded, the Kiddush Bezdin, that there's no din of Kiddush Bezdin at all, the E Kava Anafsha, because Shabbos can establish itself. Furthermore, Kasha of a person Moshe Amatus Ksiv. So, how can you tell me that Gimel Hadyotus work? It says Moshe Amatus. Alma Hadyotus ain't Cherim Lafaris the daughter. So, the more answered, like we said before, that Yochid Mumcha. Lach Ksiv Roshe Hamatus. The Parsha, the adjacency and the Miyat tells me over here you don't need mumchim. The Rashi Amatus tells me you do need mumchim. That's talking about doing it without a bez and doing it by himself. So if it's a mumchim, then one is enough. And then the Tavit says that this is only true by the moyadim, whereas by Parshas Dorm, which is immediately adjacent, it's different. How is it different? That by the Moedim you need Mumchim, and by over here the Finan the Hecha the Havi Hadyotis Miskashi Vishloisha. Now, Zakhtar Ran, the Ran's going to go through a long arichas over here to define what is the status of mumcha. And when you say mumcha, what do we need? So we could have somebody who's a knowledgeable Talmud Chacham, but he doesn't have the smicha of Chazal. So is he valid for Yachid Mumcha for a Torah Sador? So if we're equating it to this whole discussion over here of mumchim that you need for Kiddush HaBezdin, there you need people which have smicha. Mashim Yachid, Yachid Mumcha, the Shor Nadorim, Dafka Samuch, Ki Mumcha Shal Moya De Hashem, the Hanam Moshe Ba'aron. So you need Dafka Smuchim, the Ein Hefresh Bein Zeh L'Zeh, where the contrast between Moyadim and Nedorim is by Moyadim you need three of them, and by Nedorim one is enough. Asher Moyad Hashem Tzichim Shloshim Mumchim, and Nedorim Sagi B'Yochid. So that's the Kara pretty clear in the Gemara that should be the flow. The problem is, Al Ramam Zal Kotzim Perik Vav Hilchos Shavuos Tchol Shehu Rav Muvik Matzah Yechidi. That a Yachid Mumcha, as long as he's considered a truly knowledgeable Talmud Chacham, he's a Rav Muvak, he's been established that he knows what he's doing, he came out to be a Chidi. So comes out, you don't need...
Seems a little gray, still seems a little gray. I mean, he doesn't have smicha, he's knowledgeable.
Again, the smicha of the smicha we're talking about here is not our smicha.
Well, whatever level it is,
The smicha means that the chain back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha to Yeshua. Yeshua gave to certain individuals, and only those individuals can then give over this authority over Klal Yisrael is given from generation to generation. That's the smicha that the Gemara is talking about. They didn't have what we have called smicha. Smicha nowadays is just a test. So I can get a test. I can give you a test one of two ways. I can take you to a rabbi and test you, or I can put you in front of a kehillah and everybody throws all of their million shalos at you and answer all of them. You've been tested. I don't need to give you an official test. What we have nowadays was introduced 400 years ago. It didn't exist in the time of the Rambam. I mean, it was very simple. I mean, if a person who had Yir Shemayim took responsibility for a kehila, you know, or for a Klal Yisrael, whatever it was.
Nevertheless, it's still a second tier. It's still a second tier.
Well, it's a second tier compared to the smicha of Chazal. Well, on a second tier, it's a different issue. One is authority and one is knowledge. I can be...
One's knowledge, like, I mean, as opposed to authority.
This is a question of knowledge. Right? I could actually have somebody who has more knowledge and never got the smicha. You had smicha kalmim and... Shmuel was in Bavel. Shmuel didn't have smicha because Bavel had to be in Eretz Yisrael. All of the Amoraim in the Talmud Bavli, which we rely on, didn't have smicha. The only if they went there, if they went to Eretz Yisrael, they got smicha because smicha continued in Eretz Yisrael till another. Smicha ended in about close to the year 400 of the Common Era. So the Talmud Bavli continued. Ravina and Rav Ashi, who are the final decisors of all the halacha, didn't have smicha. So, but they were knowledgeable. Okay, so the definition of one is nothing with the other. It's not a question of better or worse. It's different. The Ran's point is that this concept of Yochim Mumcha, based on the Psukim, the Mumcha of the Torah. Meant the samuch. That's what the Rashi Amata is. So those people had smicha. They were given authority over Klal Yisrael. That's what allowed them to do these things. So that's a different type of different source of power. Now, but the Rambam says you don't need smicha for this purpose. So Zok the Ram, Fiza Amru, the Hod Brachin and Hacha. The more asked over, according to Rama, you have to explain the following. That which the more asked over here, but Parshat Dorim Rashi Amatus Ksiv, that it says Rashi Amatus, and the more answers Yachin Mumcha, Loi Parach. The more can't be asking, Amai Domer Parshat Nedarim Ein Tzricha Mumcha. So the Ran, the Rosh Yamat is lav smuchim mashma. The Bechol Duchti, the boy mumchin, Elohim karalahu. So the requirement of mumchin, which Bezdin needs, the Psukim refer to the Bezdin with that they are the representative authority of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That's through the process of the Bresham gave that power, invested that power in Moshe, who then invested into Yeshua and to other individuals, and that continues. That which Bezin sits nowadays, the Gemara says in Baba Kama in the eighth parak, is the same thing as we have by Kiddush HaChodesh. That before Tzmicha ended, they sat down because you need Smuchim to create Kiddush HaKadosh. So Hillel Hasheni, recognizing that Tzmicha is going to end, sat down and calculated all of the future Rosh HaKadoshim and was Makadosh them then for the future. Because otherwise, it's not Rosh Chodesh. So what makes Rosh Chodesh is this a valid Rosh Chodesh is because Hillel Hasheni was declared it then in the year 370, whatever it was, 370 something of the Common Era. Right. So that's right. Almost 1,650 years ago. Right. Approximately, he declared it. So how does the Bezin sit nowadays in the past in any moment? So the Mora has the question. So Mora says that the Smuchim of then created a concept of a shlichus, that the Bezin, which sits now, is acting as their shliach from then. And they're appointing them as a shliach, and they are authorizing them to represent in their behalf the Bezin of Smuchim. So it's a fascinating concept of shlichus, because the Mishleach is not here anymore. Right? So whatever that means, but the more it addresses this question, we have no any Bezin. You open up the Sukkim and Parsha Mishpatim, which talk about Bezin. It says Elohim. So your Bezin of for the purpose of Gzela, you need three Dayanim, but they have to be Dayanim which have Smicha. So the Mora says even in Babel how they do it. In the time of they were appointed Shluchim. Okay, but Rosh Hamatis doesn't mean that. Rosh Hamatis pshita the lab mumcha samuch kamer doesn't mean samuch. Okay, so the Mora's question isn't you need Rosh Hamatis, you need mumchim, i.e. smuchim. The Gemara, that's not what the Gemara is asking, because Rosh Hamatis does not indicate smuchim. El lamai the rinan afilu gimel yotis parach the Rosh Hamatis. Even though the lamav shem mumchim, they don't have a din of mumchim, i.e. of smuchim, but lavad yotis filochi lavad yotis dinu. So what does Yachin Mumcha mean? Kermit the Gomir Visavir. So he has the knowledge that's called Gomir Visavir, and he has the he's been proven that he has the ability to understand and to deal with cases. Okay. Zakhtaran Vidi Kashali. I have a problem. Why do we write to be Marbe Gimel Adyotis? Why don't we say the following? The Pasuk says Eila, by Parsha the Moedis you need Davka Smuchim. That's true by the Parsha of the Moedis. But by the Parsha of the the Dorim, you don't. The Eila is true. Only these need smuchim, and the Dorim, you don't need smuchim, but you need Rosh Hamatis. Three Tamid Chachamim of Hakim. So where do you get three Hadyotis? We should say like this: Mimuta Minola Mimuta the Eila name a Mumchenhu Deloy Boy Kemoy Da Hashem. I will toss it the Gemiri Besviri Beinan Kirchsi Rosh Hamatis. Zatran, maybe you'll answer my question. That Instead of being Rabbi Yochanan Mumcha, that's what Rashi Matis tells me. So the Tehran, I don't need the word Eila anymore. This Parsha starts with Rashi Matis. It already told me you don't need Mumchim. Mumchim, i.e., Smuchim. The Marie Rashi Matis, Nami Mash, but like boy Mumchim. Kirkasivna. So must be Eila's being Rabbi, even Hedyaitis. Less, no, that's not a good Teretz. If there be no other usage of the word Eila, so I get you. So listen, Rosh Hashanah tells me you don't need smuchim. So what do you need Eila for? To tell me three smuchim, three mumchim? I know that already. I assume Bezdin. Here you need smuchim, and here it says Rosh Hashanah, which are not smuchim. End the conversation. What's Eila for? Even three enjoyments. That's very nice if you'd have no other use for the word Eila. But once you tell me Eila tells me. So it'll be true that Shabbos Bereishis is not the same. That's what the meter is for. Parshas Dor b'Ksiv Gabi Moed Hashem Shenechem Mehem Shover LeMoedus B'Kiddush Bezdin U'LeMumchim. So the Eila is true. It's not needed. It's needed for Shabbos. It's true by both. B'Kati Niboy Nedorim Slosa the Gemir B'Sviri. So how do we know Gimel Adyotis? Avinichali. Why did the Torah write these two parshas together? Which the pasuk Eila is coming to say, you would think that since they're written together, they have a similar halacha. No, they don't. So I need the Eila to respond to the smichas. But according to what you're saying right now, I don't really need the Eila, and the smichas doesn't do anything. So why is it here? Rachmana, the Torah wrote it together. Golil on the mute of the Eila, Anadorim Namikoi, the Pasuk Eila is coming to specifically exclude the Dorim from something. Well, am I? What? Let's talk it through. Idle boy Mumchen, if it's coming to tell me that you don't need people which have smicha, so Rosh Hashanah Nafka, that's Rosh Hashanah. The reason why the Torah wrote it next to each other, Masha the Mute in the dorm, Nami also. It's me might tell them in the dorm. Vachi Midrash, Eila the Hanam Wordos. I feel Kishen Gimel Sricha Mumchen. Did who? The Wordos. Even when you have three, you need their type of Mumchos. The Hanu Smuchim. Avon Adorim Kol Shen Gimel Ein Sricha Mumchen Did who? The Mumchen by the definition of mumcha by the dorm is not smicha; it's just a rab muvik. But when you have three, you don't even need that. Dan Rashi Amatus, the Gemir B'Sviri. So you just even a three yard is working. By the way, the Tehran Ela Bechad Minei Sagi. Meaning one of the three should be Gemir B'Sviri. Okay, nearly. Now, Zot Ram, when my Sirayel Mahak Swar, the Lord Boy Samuch, the Rambam brings a raya to this, they bring a raya to the Ram, for the Rambam Mashita that you don't need Samuch. More, I mean, is the key, is Dakik Le Rav Rav Chananel Yechidi. Rav, he said before, was Mata the Netter for Rav Chananel. The Moor is bringing it before to tell me that he did a Belayla, whatever it is, but you see, he did it by himself. What do you mean? But Rav, Lav Samachoyet. So he didn't have Smicha, so how did he do it? So you see, you don't need Samach, you just need a Yachim Mumcha who's a Rav Movik. That's not a good riot. B'shalmi Masha, Shanota Rishus Minanosi. that he was authorized by the Nasi, and that's going to be the equivalent of having smicha. The Ksidr Hassam, the Rishami discusses the following. Ma'u l'manus haskenim l'dvorim yechidim. When we give a person authority, can we limit his authority? In other words, do we say, once he has smicha, the smicha of the Torah, so he's authorized everything? So the Gemara didn't have the, you know, what we call smicha, but the Gemara has the idea that to be given the right, even Bizman Gemara, to be given the authority and the right to sit and judge certain cases, you need an authority. That's a power of authority over the kehila. His decisions are binding, etc. So you need to get an authority from somewhere. So that would be given by the Nasi. So can we authorize him for certain things and not other things? So now it's a question of authorization. I say, you know what? This individual, the Mor actually says that he's going to quote it. We had in Sanhedrin in the first parak that they said, you know, the phrase yari yari yadin yadin, that this person who has, you know, full smicha. The phrase was that they would go to the Nasi, yara, may he decide questions of Isser and Heter. Yara, yes, he should. Yadin, yes, Yadin. So Mor says that by Rav they said yara yara, Yadin Yadin, Yata b'cheres lo yata. They didn't allow Rav to be mata b'cheres. Mor says why? He was tremendous b'mukin. The problem is Mor, he was too good, so he would be mata things which really halachically are permissible. The people would not understand and conclude wrong conclusions based on what he was doing. So he wasn't authorized to be mata b'cheres. So we're now discussing idea of singular authorization as opposed to full authorization. That's the Rishalmi's question. Nishvina min hado. Let's learn it from this. Rav Masni Lahatan Adorim Valiris Ksavim mean the Domach. I'm not sure what that means. Boy Gabi Bray Mume Becharis, they asked him in regards to his son, I guess it's Rav's son, in regards to answering Mumin, is it passing on Mumin Mubacharis? So, his son asked him to authorize him to do that. Abba. Okay, it sounds like the story is that some individual had been authorized by Rav to be paskin on Ksamim and Nedarim. They came to Rav's son to authorize him to do Mumin. He says, I'm not going to give you more than my father had given you. He did give him everything. I mean, the Domach boy Gabi Bray Mumin Shebeseser. So they came and asked for those other Mumin also. Okay, I'm sorry. So Rav, the Bray over here is not Rav's son, it's the son of the Nasi. So Rav was given authorization for X, Y. He came to the son of the Nasi, the next Nasi, and says, authorize me for Z. He said, no, I'm not going to do more than my father, the previous Nasi, gave to you. And whatever the...
Who's no longer alive.
Right. So now the next Nasi, he came to the new Nasi, I want to be authorized for more. And he said, no. But Alma Rab Rishusa Shokel, he took authorization from the Nasi. Shemachi Ikilameimar, the Havi Mizdakik Yechidi. So that's why he was able to do it Yechidi. So it's not a riot around the Rambam's din. The Rambam is saying you don't need this. But this will not be the source. Now, Mio, the Ran says, however, Loy Tamer, the Adarab, Hayushami, the Icy, Ipcha, Mukha, the Samach Binan. But why don't you say the other way around? You see that Rav had to get be authorized to Matan Adora, which means that normally you need a Samuch or the Rishus and the Nasi, which functions like a Smicha. But otherwise not. So you see that Rav and the Rishami says explicitly for Atar Sadorim, you got Rishus for Atar Sadorim. Lukash, that's not a Kash. On the Rambam, the reason why Rav asked for that rishus, once he's been authorized, he has the power to do it, even if there's somebody there who's greater than him. So it's not appropriate for a person of lesser stature to be matter in a place of somebody of greater stature. But once he's been authorized by the Nasi, so that's his job. So he's doing his job, so that's not a problem. Okay. Now, the Ran wants to bring a Rai from a different source to the Rambam. You know, let's hold it here.